You don't wear a big parka coat in the summer. We need to be in agreement. Often much of the trouble in our life is not necessarily devil or flesh, but it's often sometimes because we're out of step with the season of what God's doing in our lives. He's trying to teach you something about, you know, living and being content with lack, and you're kicking against it, just wanting more. Or he's giving you plenty, and you're just dealing with idolatry. Whatever it be, he's trying to deal with you in certain ways, and it's so important that we learn how to be in season. So just simply put, a couple Bible verses, what we mean by being in seasons. Galatians 5:16 says, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you'll not gratify the desires of the flesh." And down in that verse later, clearly the one I want to really share here is in 25. "If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit." So really, that's what we're talking about, and simply is staying in step with the Spirit in our life. That He has motions and movements and seasons and nuances of things that He's doing with us. And He's asking for our agreement in the process. Colossians 1:9 has a great prayer that talks about, "I pray that you would be filled with knowledge of His will, with all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you might walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, and bearing fruit in every good work." And so there's another way, simply to say, it's keeping in step with the Spirit, or being in the will of God. So we're praying for this, so that when we're in season, what happens is verse 10. When you know His will, and you're agreeing with His will, you walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. You're fully bringing pleasure to His heart, which is awesome. And you're bearing fruit, real literal fruit within your life, when you're in that season, when you're walking in the will of God. So that's what we're talking about. So let me just give one sentence here, then we're going to share just a couple of things. What we mean by being in the will of God, I think I have that sentence there, don't I, Dina? It is to be in season is to be living in agreement with the current leading of the Spirit in your life, walking in His perfect will. And I've had this little cute phrase, "'Tis the season to be in season," so that we at the end of this year, 2015, would really spend some time calibrating our hearts to get into agreement like never before with the will of God and staying in step with His Spirit in our life. So I ask you again before we share a couple things here, what's the season in your life? What's happening in your life? What's He doing? Is He pruning? Is He just nurturing you and you're just bearing fruit everywhere? Are you prospering? Are you in lack? Are you being taught patience? Are you having a time of great favor to minister? Whatever. I wonder what your season is. There's so many different seasons, and our Father is so wise and never makes mistakes as He sets the tone of what's going on in our lives. So, do you have discernment in that? Because the season is most fully enjoyed and you prosper in it when you're in agreement and adding your amen, and that takes some understanding. So, I'd like Ryan and Jonathan, Alita, if you will trust me and come on down here, that would be great. If you don't come down here, I know it still means you trust me, but yeah. A couple phrases of things that we've been hearing I just wanted to share so that we can model for you what we mean by this. Some of these things are personal, some of them are corporate, but I believe I've been hearing this word over and over that the coming year there's a seasonal shift. There's a seasonal shift, which is kind of why I'm talking about season. That's a big thing, that there's a lot of seasonal shifts happening with people and even with us corporately, and that we need to move with that shift. I don't even know what all that means and where that goes, but the Lord has something's going on. There's kind of some newness to what's happening. So I'm hearing that, and that makes my spirit be alert, to be able to be in agreement with Him, because sometimes you want to hang on to the season in the past. Sometimes that's one of the hardest things. You know, for us being in the season that's now is because we want to be in a season we used to have, or we want to be in a season we dream will happen. And we miss the season that's now. And right now, He's doing something with you. So I believe there's a seasonal shift coming, and I keep hearing what I preached earlier in the sermon at the beginning of the service, that there's a year of action coming, that we're moving from just kind of faith in stuff to actually actional mission. So those two things are I'm aligning my heart and praying about them. There's other people that are hearing phrases. Come on, Jonathan. And I just wanted them to share the little phrases that they have heard and whatever they want to share about them.
Yeah, so I've been in James a lot this last week, and Sam taught on that this morning, and that was really confirming to my heart. But I was I preached a couple of weeks ago on the power of the word and how it corrects our thinking. And is usually the case when you give a word like that, that's about what you're about to go into. And so, I met with a brother earlier in the week, and we were talking about remaining steadfast under trial, and the ability to stay underneath that trial and what it produces in our heart. It produces endurance, and it produces a long-term steadfastness, and it actually completes us so that the man of God may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing, is what James 1 says. And as I look back over the year, and especially at the end of this year, that's really what the Lord is doing in my heart, is calling me to remain steadfast under the pressure. It's really to endure underneath that. And then, and it's really, I mentioned this morning, the phrase I heard was a season of crooked paths being set straight. And crooked paths, meaning ways, old ways we used to think, and old ways we used to feel, being corrected by the Spirit of God and by the Word of God. So, for instance, I was reading a few mornings ago in James chapter 4, and he says that, come you who say today or tomorrow we'll go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit, yet you don't know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we are to live and do this and do that. And I've heard that before, but then the Spirit really just corrected my thinking, because I've been doing this a lot. He says, as it is, you boast in your arrogance, and all such boasting is evil. And I just felt that sword of the Spirit come into my heart and just divide, to know that my boasting about what we're going to accomplish this next year or this next month is really arrogant, and it's really evil. So I had to repent of that. And then the next morning, I'm sitting there reading in James 5, and he says, don't grumble against one another, brothers, so that you may not be judged. And I had just the night before grumbled against another brother to another brother, and had just the sword again came into my heart. And I thought, today's not a day I would like to be judged. So I'd like to avoid that if at all possible. So I need to repent of my grumbling to the other brother. And I'm going to stop that, Lord willing. I'm going to stop grumbling against other brothers, because that's heaping judgment up upon myself. And then I was going to the El Dorado Community Prayer Meeting on Thursday night, and it was one of those nights I just did not want to go, and I was tired, I was sick, and I was laying down waiting on the Holy Spirit before I went, because I had to share a word and be the leader guy, and I just had nothing. And then that phrase from James 5 came into my heart. Elijah was a man of like nature as ours, and he prayed and it did not rain, and he prayed again and the rain came. And so the call for me to think as a patient farmer instead of thinking for the one and done, you know, this is a marathon, this is not a sprint. And so again, the Lord changing my mind in that, and the way I think about things. And I just had dinner with my wife last night, and we're talking about the baby that's coming, number 5, and her name means peace, and just what the Lord is birthing in us. We're being led forth by peace, and no longer being led of our own ways and our crooked paths that end up in failure and discouragement, but the peaceful path of the Lord that is straight. So, so much going on. I know everybody's got stuff going on too, but this is what the Lord's been saying to me.
Amen. So I wanted you to hear these words and then watch people that are going through process and thinking that way. None of these people knew I was going to do this morning. Could you come here? Ryan was helping me sheetrock a beam in my house, and he brought up to me, what are you hearing at the end of this year? And then he told me what he was hearing. So just share it as you like.
Yeah, so several weeks ago I was meeting with a brother in Lord that I meet with for accountability and stuff. And in the process of our conversation, I was sharing with him that I haven't even begun to pray yet at the end of the year about next year, about the season that the Lord has for next year and what that means, and was just confessing to him that in the midst of that I hadn't thought about it much and hadn't even really asked the Lord about it. And in the midst of that conversation, the Lord gave me a phrase for next year, and he said that the phrase was a year of new beginnings. And so that has personal implications to my life and to my marriage and to my family and business for this next year. So when Sam had asked me to share that this morning, I've been asking the Lord, what does that mean? Does that even mean anything for the body? Is it just personally for me? Does it have any implication? I felt like the Lord pressed on my heart to share that I think there are probably at least a couple of you, if not several of you, that are in a season now where you've been waiting on the Lord to do something, You've been asking and you've been waiting on the Lord to do something, and nothing is happening. And it seems like the Lord's not moving, the Lord's not hearing, and he's just asleep or not doing anything. And I just felt encouraged to tell you that this year is a year of new beginnings, and really just felt the Lord press in my heart in the year of new beginnings in transition from what he's taking you from into what he's taking you to, and just that it's a good thing. And the Lord is faithful even when we are faithless. He is faithful to always do what he said he's going to do. And so I don't know if that has any implication for any of you, but if you feel that way, I'd encourage you just to pray into that and see what the Lord says.
Great. Words like that, seasons like that can make you excited, new beginnings, and also, I'm kind of liking where I'm at. So we encourage you to think about that, pray about that, what that might be that fits with seasonal shift. Lita sent me an email after last Sunday's sermon, and I just wanted to share in a nutshell what that was in her heart.
Yes, I went home, and I had spent a lot of time Sunday asking the Lord what season I was in. Jim and I were in together. And even in New Life was in, I was going to say NL.
Yeah.
New Life was in, and what the Lord, you know, I spent a lot of time, and finally in the evening, that was a long time to me. It's not too long to the Lord. Mm-hmm. he just gave me a word that said we're all in a time, in a season of awakening. Mm-hmm. Not a time, a season of awakening, and that it was going to last a while. And in that season of awakening, times were going to happen. Times like you gave in Ecclesiastes 3. Mm-hmm. If you'll go and look at that, see a time to be born, a time to die, a time to, you know, sow, and a time to reap. Although I don't think that's in there because I looked for that. But anyway, all the times that we're in fit in this overall season of awakening. And I think this awakening started this last year, and it's been really continuing, and I believe it's going to continue over into next year. And the Lord has been challenging us to pray daily, to seek his face with all our heart. Not just seek him, but seek him with all of our heart, which means putting a, determining to seek the Lord, because he's going to answer you, because he will be found if we seek him with all our heart. And we need the Lord so much in these last days. I don't know if you agree with me or not, but I believe we're in the last of the last days, and what we do counts. And so this season of awakening, I'm seeking the Lord with all my heart. I've been really serious with the Lord this year, because there's things I want to happen in my life that haven't happened yet. And in my family and in the body of Christ, yeah. I want to see things. I want to see the power of God on this earth. You know, the world resists. It's full of antichrist, anti-Jesus, anti his way, anti his principles, anti everything, you know, to do with the Lord. But we need the power of God so that people will know that it's God speaking through us. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, and that is what we want to show the world, is the glory of God, not us, but God. And so that season of awakening, I'm believing we're in it, and we're going on with it. And so I just want to embrace it. Amen. And I want to embrace all my little times.
And spiritual awakening that would be, yes, awaken us to the things of God, that he's helping us. He's bringing that about as we agree with him. Excellent. Good job. Thanks, Alita. Perfect. So there's a couple phrases, for whatever it's worth. I wanted you to see working within the body of Christ. I wonder if I paused for a moment. We do lab time right now. If we were, go ahead. Yeah. Yes, please. I want before the hairy man shares, you to think about, if you had to sum up the season in your life with one sentence that's like, this is the season that's going on in my life. I wonder if you would pause and listen in your heart, if you would hear a sentence, if you would hear something that would be a theme of what God's doing in your life that might give you faith. Go ahead.
Would it be encouraging if I share a failure?
Yes. Do you ever, you fail?
Yes, I do. I know that my life is somewhat of an example to others, but I got a call this morning that a man that I've known for years, over probably around 50 years, I got a call this morning that he's no longer with us.
Yeah.
And the first thing I thought of was the last conversation I had with him. And, you know, I've talked to his wife and to him before, but the last thing we talked about, I tried to share the gospel with him, and he said, "Sean, don't even go there. It's too late for me. I've done so much that I can't even get back. There's no way. I'm lost. Just don't worry about it." And I just remember seeing the look in his face and thinking about, you know, God's handing a gift to people, and they just walk away from it, not even finding out, you know, is there some way? All you got to do is accept it. But he's no longer with us, and I don't know where he was in the meantime. But I want to encourage you to try. If you fail, try again, and try again,
try again. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for Sean Humig's heart to sow the word. Pray you minister to our brother as he confesses what he senses as a failure. We want to pray that that brother's soul was, we hope that it was secure. Christ, we thank you for the opportunity to have shared the gospel, but I just pray for Sean even now, for praise you for that confession and for that exhortation, and that we would try and try and not stop after one failure. That, Lord, we not be a people that quit. We would get in the arena and get beat up. That's all right. We just pray, God, for that kind of zeal and intensity in Jesus' name. Amen. Just with the with 4 minutes we have left, and I'm going to get you done on time. That was powerful, by the way. Did you think of a sentence when I challenged you to do that that would be, you could just say in front of everybody, it would be okay to say, "Hey, this is kind of what God's doing in my life," just a sentence or two? Does anybody have one of those that kind of popped in your mind? I can't quite see you real good, but. Yeah, Amy. Yeah.
And the phrase means,
"Just watch me." Okay.
As in the Lord saying, "Just go and then watch me."
Great.
You know?
Amy struggled with her inability to share the gospel, or inadequacy sharing the gospel with a certain person, and she heard the Lord, as she was thinking about it, say, "Just watch me. Just follow me and just watch me." Again, I hope this morning that you are blessed and that you are challenged to go and to put works to your faith so they're living. We pray and are praying for you that you would get revelation about the season you're in. And listen, God's doing 1,000 things at one time, but we're not omniscient, if you've not noticed. So we get to key in on a couple things, you know? And I think it's important that you are able to try to get into, what is God doing in my life? What's he working? Am I in agreement with where he's got me and what I'm doing? Or am I kicking against what he's working in my life? And we just want to pray that for you, and pray that in this season, we would get in season. So let's all just stand if you want. And if you like prayer this morning, we'll pray with you down here. But pray that you have a blessed week in Jesus. Lord, thank you for this morning. Thank you for your grace to us in Christ. And pray, God, you would clearly lead us. I thank you that you are, by your Spirit, trying to do things in us and around us. And I pray that you remove the clutter and the thickness in our ears and the blindness in our eyes. Bless all the blessed saints that are here this morning as they walk after you as disciples. And thank you, Lord, for those that are not here. We pray for blessing for those that are traveling and sick today and had gone to the Wichita meeting. We just pray, God, for blessing for all of our spiritual family in the area and for all the body of Christ. Bless the body of Christ. Bless every church, every building church, every home church. Lord, we just thank you, God, for the saints. And we do pray for revival in our day. We love you, we bless you, and pray that our week would bring your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Bless and greet some people, and if you need prayer, we'll be down here. Have a great, great week.